Of all the exotic materials, foods and goods to come out of India and be exported all over the empire, it might surprise you that one of the most valuable and lucrative was salt. Salt is one of those universal products that everyone needs all across the globe. Back then, people used it to season food, sure, but the bulk of the volume of salt that was sold was used to cure and preserve meat, fish and vegetables on long sea voyages. Such produce was essential because countries could stock up on imported protein to ride out a bad harvest. Salt was also used by everyday families to preserve their food at home since refrigeration wasn't a thing yet. The tanning, dyeing, and metallurgy industries all used salt in some form as well. Salt was just an integral part of everyday life. And the hot, dry subcontinent was perfect for making cheap salt in large volumes. And since it was produced and moved, sold and exported in large volumes, that made it ripe for taxing. Now, a salt tax is nothing new. In fact, it's thought to have been one of the very first taxes ever levied upon mankind. And it has been introduced everywhere from ancient Egypt to China, along with almost every European country. The salt tax imposed upon the Indian people, however, is widely considered to have been one of the most oppressive. Now, in British India, just to confuse the hell out of everyone, the standard measurement for salt was the maund. One maund was equal to 37.3 kilograms. And the salt tax was set at 3.25 rupees per maund, which was rather expensive back then. The tax was also highly regulated and even criminalised. The Indian Salt Act of 1882 gave officials search and seizure powers to find salt hidden upon one's person. Unlicensed and thus untaxed possession or production of salt was a criminal offence, which didn't go down too well considering that a lot of salt production was not large-scale commercial operations, but cottage industry. It might have been village kids gathering seawater and boiling it down back at home. Nonetheless, this punitive tax earned the East India Company a pretty penny. Roughly 11% of their annual revenue was from salt.